Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, here we go. Hour number three. If you don't know by now, Wayne is off tonight. He'll be back tomorrow night. He's giving a speech somewhere. Anyway, my name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining the program. All of these great radio stations across the entire country. 2 hours in the books, 1 hour here to go, and a very good friend of the show is joining me. He's actually sitting right across from me here in my studios in Connecticut, and he is running for Congress, 2nd Congressional District. You've heard him every once in a while. We bring him on every once in a while on the show, but he is a former Navy guy. He was a state rep here in Connecticut for a number of years. And that's our friend Mike France. Mike, how are you?
Excellent. How you doing, Lee?
All right. So Congress, deep end of the pool. let's start with the basics. Like, okay, you're a state rep. You're a very successful state rep. You're a leader of the conservative caucus in Connecticut. You're looked up to. You've been doing that for a while. You actually are having positive impact here in Connecticut. And then you decide to run against what some people say, how can you beat Courtney? He's been in office for 10 years. So what made you make that decision?
Well, at a fundamental level, after serving my fourth term in the legislature, and as you state, had the honor of being the chair of the Conservative Caucus and a founding member for the last two terms, I looked at the direction of our country and saw the way it was going and heading off in the wrong direction. And through my life of service in uniform and out, as prior to being in elected office, I served a 20-year career in active duty, enlisted, volunteered for submarine duty, earned my Silver Dolphins about 40 years ago, and moved on through the ranks, retiring as a naval officer back in the submarine community in the acquisition world. But generally, as I saw the direction the country was headed and the leadership of the Democrat Party taking us down that wrong path, I said that I couldn't stand by and allow that to happen.
So how is it, I guess, just a basic question on campaigns in general. How is it different campaigning for this as opposed to campaigning, much more locally?
The biggest thing is scope. I mean, the obvious thing when you're looking at running for a legislative seat, 25,000 residents, right, constituents that you're serving that you have to reach out to, now you have a scope of about 700,000 residents and constituents that you're reaching out to, 64 towns. In the case of Connecticut, it's about the eastern half of the state.
Right.
So it's a broad area, so you have a larger area that you have to reach out to. So that's probably the biggest thing. And then certainly the scope of the money that's involved in being able to carry that message to the voters is another scale of effort.
And that's, one of the reasons that, you're out and about every single day. I hate to say it, but you got to raise money now in order to win these races. So you're out pounding the pavement trying to raise money. So before we go too far into this, where can folks find out more about you and check you out and see if that's something
wonderful? Absolutely. For your audience, they can go to my website. It's votemikefrance.com. And we are certainly in a situation, as your listeners know, we're only five seats away from taking back majority in Congress, in the House. And my race is one of the most competitive in the country. And
right,
so they can be a part of that by going to votemikefrance.com, go and donate to the campaign so we can carry our message to the voters and have a successful win in November.
Yeah, I think four months ago, you've been running for a long time. You started this process, as you should have, like 18 months ago. But even like 3-4 months ago, you popped up on the the radar of the Democrats, and it became a race, which is, you know, to a lot of people on the Democrat side of the aisle, is a shock to them, because Joe Courtney seemed like he was going to be invincible for as long as he wanted to be. But now this seat is actually in play.
You're exactly right, and that is, you know, been the trend of the effort that we put in and being able to reach out to the voters and with a positive message and a winning message. You know, my opponent Joe Courtney has been in office almost 16 years, and you know, he is now a party line vote, typical Democrat. You know, he's a cheerleader for Biden and votes right in line with Pelosi 99% of the time. And that is not representative of our district and our country. And so we need to take back our country. We need to change the leadership, change the people that are representing us so that we have, frankly, people that honor our country first. And that's what we need to do.
Congressional candidate Mike France is here with us, grand stage across the United States on the USA Radio Network. All right, southern border, fentanyl coming across, sex trafficking. We've got just a safety issue at the southern border. This administration seems to either ignore it or play it off as if somehow they're doing something either great down there and doing a great job, which, of course, we could see it on TV. They're not. So how do you deal with what's going on at the border?
Well, it is amazing. The administration stands up there, and their spokespeople stay up and go, to me, the border's secure.
Yeah, really?
Everybody knows it's not. And I know it personally. I grew up in Southern California, literally one town away from the border in South San Diego, literally San Ysidro, then the border. Growing up in Southern California, you have a front row seat to these issues.
Right.
And you understand it in a way that many of us that live up here in New England just cannot and think that we're separated from it. But the reality is that when we're looking at the impact of that border, it's not just people coming across. It's also fentanyl coming across. And we're dealing with an opioid crisis here in Connecticut. And the drug overdose deaths in Connecticut are up 15%.
Right.
And largely due to the fentanyl poisoning, frankly, that's coming from China through Mexico across that border. And one of the interesting responsibilities that Joe Courtney has, a member of the, as he's a part of the senior member of the House Armed Services Committee, is drug interdiction. And he's doing nothing for that, clearly, by allowing the border to be wide open and his fentanyl coming across the border there and dramatically impacting his constituents, our fellow residents here in the state of Connecticut.
Right.
And Joe Courtney is doing nothing about that. Frankly, has done nothing to resolve that issue and, frankly, indicates he doesn't care.
Yeah, you grew up in California, and being a town away from where people come across and sneak in, I got to think that's such a huge advantage to have an idea of actually how it works and I've seen it for yourself with your own eyes. I mean, I can't imagine Courtney's even been down to the border. I don't even know if he knows, you know, how to get there, right? I know 95 goes south, but I mean, in all seriousness, I would think that that is a huge advantage for you.
Well, and I witnessed the evolution of this process. So if you go back decades, you had the migrant workers who would come out of Mexico, come up into the Central Valley of California, work the fields during the growing season, and then go back home. And slowly over time, that has now become where they come here and they don't leave. And now we have the problem compounded by the policies of the Biden administration that Joe Courtney has clearly agreed with by his silence.
Right.
Basically encouraging people coming from all over the world. You know, the numbers are staggering. We have almost 200 recognized countries in the world. Over 150 different countries are represented as people coming across the border. This is not Mexican citizens or even citizens just of Central America. These are people flying in from all over the world into Mexico and then walking across the border because our administration, our president, and his loyal follower, Joe Courtney, is allowing this to happen.
Mike France is with us. He's running for Congress, 2nd Congressional District. We talked, you know, about the website, and we'll give that again. And I'm going to keep him over if he'll stay one more break, because I do want to get into inflation when we come back. But I've always thought that the southern border is infinitely fixable, right? You just put enough boots on the ground, technology on the ground. You have to have the will to stop people from coming across. And there's no will to do that now, right?
You're exactly right, and you have evidence that it is possible because the last administration did it. You know, we had control of the border. The stay in Mexico policy, which you know the Supreme Court ruled was not constitutional, is interesting because when you look at the people coming across the border claiming asylum, less than 10% of those people actually are seeking asylum legitimately.
Right.
But they know if they use that word, they're put in a different category and they're brought into the country. The reality is that under international law, if you're seeking asylum, truly seeking asylum, you go to an embassy in the country you live in,
right,
or you stop in the first country you come to. So unless you are a Mexican national coming to the United States seeking asylum, they should be in Mexico or the other country they came from. So that's an interesting dynamic that we're going on to look at what's going on the border. And you see most of them coming across Texas because that's the easiest path.
Right.
You know, if you look at the southern border of California now, we do have a wall there. And the wall has moved across, and the last administration started continuing to build that wall across. And borders work. You know, you look at, you know, people like Pelosi who live in a gated community. If the walls don't work, why do you have walls and a gate around your house? And these are the realities that we live in, and
right,
we understand, and your listeners understand as well, that boundaries work, and if we don't have a border, we don't have a country.
He is a former state rep, now running for Congress, Mike France, here in the 2nd Congressional District in Connecticut. We're going to take a quick timeout, Mike. We'll come right back. When we do, we'll talk about inflation, the impact on that, and we'll get right into it. If you want to either email me a question for Mike, you can, leelcradio@gmail.com, or you can call in, get on hold, 833-WAR-TALK. Quick timeout. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
You fell in love with her years ago. You share a love that's endured. You would do anything for her. So why are you letting erectile dysfunction keep you from satisfying her in the bedroom? Guys, you're not alone. Now you can get and keep an erection, and most of all, you can satisfy your partner. It's time to take control of your erectile dysfunction once and for all. Recapture your love life today with the same ingredients, the same results, at a fraction of the cost of those other brands. What are you waiting for? Call now. Put that smile on her face and live life to the fullest. Don't let another unsatisfied night go by. Get 50 pills discreetly sent to you for just $149. But wait. If you act right now, we'll take $50 off your order. That's 50 pills for only $99. This is a limited time offer, so act now. Call 888-320-3141. 888-320-3141. That's 888-320-3141.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LaBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrew for Congress.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Finding great candidates to hire.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. If you're looking for Wayne Allyn Root, he's off tonight. He'll be back tomorrow night. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining us. Sticking around with us here is Mike France. He's running for Congress here in Connecticut, 2nd Congressional District. And we didn't have enough time, Mike, to get into it last break, but I want to get into it this break. So inflation yesterday clicked over 9%, and people are just hurting. I know it seems like it's common sense, and we talk about this all the time, but families out there are struggling.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And the interesting thing is you watch the flow of the cause of inflation. First, it was temporary. It's only temporary. Then they finally had to admit that it was not, right. And then they had to blame Putin. But when you look at the numbers, as you say, your listeners and the people in this country know, inflation has been on the rise for 18 months since Biden came into the office and he started initiating the policies that Joe Courtney and Pelosi and the squad and others supported. You have inflation. It is escalated in recent times, but we're reaping what we sowed in this sense. We've dropped $6 to $7 trillion of money between the CARES Act 1, CARES Act 2, and ARPA, with no economic basis for it. You have the losing energy independence, which has driven the cost of diesel up, and 80%, roughly of 80% of our goods and services come via rail and truck. That's a driver of inflation. And all these things are policies the federal government that has enacted over the last 18 months. Because you go back 2 years ago, we had lowest unemployment in the history of our country. You had lowest inflation we had in years,
yep.
And literally within 18 months, we are back to comparing ourselves to the 1970s. And I don't know if your listeners remember, but you remember President Carter and his sweaters.
I do.
It's time to get your sweaters back out, guys, because it's your cost of heating. Well, I'm talking to friends of mine here.
Right.
Those that live in the Northeast will know. They're starting to put their contracts in place for this coming winter.
Right.
I had one friend of mine who his contract last winter was $170 a month. It's over $400 a month.
Unbelievable.
Another one has a contract $580 a month. You're talking about prices that average families can't afford. And they are literally going to make the choice between, food, energy, heating. What are they going to do this winter? And those decisions are coming now. Because this is when the contracts start being put in place for heating oil in New England.
Yeah, I totally believe that. I think people are making those choices, food or medicine or, whatever they think they can do without, they will. And, we've got to figure this out sooner rather than later. Because I do remember the days when, as I've said before, my parents sat around the kitchen table and tried to figure it out. And I don't know what it is. You know how sometimes in your life you just remember like a word or a phrase that your parents said? I mean, I was just a child, but I can remember my dad saying, 19% interest rates on a home mortgage. And that's, I'm not saying that's happening, but certainly we can get up to 5, 6, 7, 10% before too long if this keeps up.
Exactly. And this is the thing that people, this is like a distant memory, ancient history of the 1970s. It didn't happen. But when you look at, compound the problem that we see on the surface of just inflation, and you look at the state of the federal government and over $30 trillion in debt, the carrying cost of that is the Fed rate. If you go back to the 70s, and the Fed rate was over 10%.
Right.
And if we had to borrow, refinance that short-term debt of $30 trillion at 10%, that's $3 trillion.
Can't do it.
Yeah. Can't do it.
No.
And this is what the policies of multiple administrations, but Congress has failed to do. And in fact, Joe Courtney in his time in office has never voted for a budget. He's voted to continue spending and continue resolution. We have not had a budget in 25 years, and that's allowed the debt to grow to a point now where we're in serious trouble. And when inflation comes, which it has, and it's amazing to think back just 2 years ago, two short years,
right,
what's changed? And what's changed is now we have a different administration, and we have a loyalist in Joe Courtney who follows the party line, votes right in line with Nancy Pelosi, and is bought right into the Biden administration, and sits silent. Silent Joe just sits on the sideline not doing anything.
My friend Mike France here in the studio. He's running in the 2nd Congressional District here in Connecticut. Give his website a look out there if you could check it out. Mike, what is it one more time?
Yeah, VoteMikeFrance.com. VoteMikeFrance.com. Go there. You live in the eastern Connecticut or anywhere across the country. You want to make phone calls for the campaign. You can sign up to volunteer there and also go there and hit the donate button and make a contribution so we can carry that message of winning and taking back our country.
All right. We got to go. We're out of time. Mike, thank you very much for stopping in. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Lee.
All right, everybody. We'll take a very quick time out. We'll come right back. Still got a lot to get to. Robert Marks will join me after the bottom of the hour. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Minority Leader is blaming Democrats' spending policies for soaring inflation. The $1.9 trillion so-called rescue package passed last year in March without a single Republican vote.
Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell citing the massive stimulus bill that President Biden signed. He said the Democratic-led Senate, House, and White House are continuing down the wrong path. McConnell adding, it's one of the reasons why the president's public approval ratings are in the dumps. Former President Donald Trump's first wife, Ivana, is dead at the age of 73. The former president making the announcement on his social media platform, Truth Social. Trump adding, her pride and joy were her three beautiful children, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for the one and only Wayne Allen Root, and I've been waiting to do this interview for a while. His name is Robert Marks, and he's got a book out. These are the kinds of conversations that I love having. What You Do That Artificial Intelligence Never Will, Non-Computable You is the name of the book, and we're bringing on Robert Marks right now. Robert, how are you? I appreciate you coming on.
Well, thank you, Lee. I'm doing just exactly right.
So I saw a piece, I don't know, 60 Minutes had a piece a while back that said artificial intelligence is going to replace about 25% of the workforce, like, in the next 10 years. Any truth to that?
Well, I think that one of the things you have to look at is whether a current occupation was a step-by-step procedure. I mean, we've had occupations replaced, like toll booth workers, and travel agents, and all of those kind of follow a step-by-step procedure. So if you have a situation or you have an employment, a job, that follows a step-by-step procedure, yeah, chances are that your job might be replaced. However, if your job requires creativity and understanding and sentience, then you're not going to be replaced, because artificial intelligence and computers will never understand what they're doing. They don't have sentience, and they are not creative.
So you're confident with that word never?
Yes, I am. And, yeah, we can unpack it as much as you want to.
That word never always seems to, well, not always, sometimes seems to come back and bite us in the rear end when we talk about things
like
this.
You're right. No, you're totally right. And my opinions are based on, if you will, computer science and some fundamental arguments. And they show that there are certain situations or certain tasks that AI will never achieve. There's a brick wall there, and AI will never go through that brick wall. They won't go through the brick wall of understanding. They won't go through the brick wall of sentience. They'll never achieve sentience, and they will never understand what they're doing. A computer can add the numbers 12 and 20, but it doesn't understand what the number 12 and 20 is.
Right, okay.
So those are brick walls, and so, yeah. We do have that. Another thing we know is there are things which are non-computable, and the things I argue which will never happen are non-computable. And that means if you use a computer, it doesn't matter if you use a computer that's 20 years old, today's computer, or a super-duper computer of the future, the things that are non-computable remain non-computable. So that's the reason I can say with pretty good confidence, never.
So we're talking to Robert Marks, pioneer in computing intelligence. His new book, Non-Computable You, is out. What You Do That Artificial Intelligence Never Will. And as you had mentioned, all kinds of different positions have been filled now recently with some sort of artificial intelligence. In fact, it can be even annoying, in particular when you're calling a company and you get on some kind of a phone line. Right? That's got to be the biggest, I would think, and pardon the language, bitch, that people get when they get on one of these, you know, phone scenarios where, you know, they're talking to nobody, right?
Yeah, you know, artificial intelligence and technology is supposed to make our lives easier. I remember when email first came out. I'm old enough to have been taught how to address a letter, how to put the salutations, even how to fold it, how to put it in the envelope,
right,
where to put the stamp, how to address it, and things like that. Email came out, and I thought, man, is life going to be so much simpler now, because I don't have to do all that stuff. Boy, was I wrong. Email has totally saturated our lives, and texting, and a lot of artificial intelligence and technology makes life a lot more complicated. And I'm with you. I'd rather talk to a human than a machine.
Well, it's funny, because things like there's a ripple in a pond. It just keeps accelerating sort of the technology. You know, what was unbelievable yesterday is old hack today, and, you know, tomorrow will be something more amazing. You've got to see that. So, what's coming for us? We see this advance in technology. For example, just the iPhone that I have in my hand right now, 10 years ago we thought it was amazing. Now it does things that even 10 years ago they never would have thought it doing. And if you go back to when I was in high school, when we didn't even have cell phones, the idea that I can look at somebody and talk to them face to face, real time, across on the other side of the world, it's amazing.
It is, and it's astonishing, and I think that AI will continue to do great and incredible things. Just like say, for example, electricity. AI is a tool, and it's a very powerful tool. And it can be used for good, it can be used for evil, and it can dominate our lives. Thank goodness we have free enterprise, because I think if people get annoyed enough at talking to machines, the people are going to come back, and maybe the people on the other end of the line, instead right. of artificial intelligence, is going to be a scenario where the company gets more business. So
you're
there's at least hope there.
You're talking about some of the things that you don't think AI will ever be able to do, and most of that stuff is creative stuff. But give me something that's not quite AI ready now that may shock us 10 years from now.
The holy grail right now for artificial intelligence is common sense. Artificial intelligence doesn't have common sense.
Okay.
That might be something which we can talk about in the future. Paul Allen, one of the founders of Microsoft, gave big bucks to form a center, and this center, their primary goal is to generate common sense and artificial intelligence. Now, let me give you some examples. I collect things called flubbed headlines, where you can have two interpretations of a headline, and immediately we know that one is wrong and one is right. The wrong one is funny, and the right one we know immediately. Like, for example, prostitutes appeal to Pope. Okay, that's a flubbed headline. There's two. We immediately know which is serious and which one is funny. And so there are a bunch of them like that. Helicopter powered by human flies.
Right. Well, I saw one yesterday that says Dunkin' Donuts special to white residents. And it was a town of white.
What?
It was a town of white. It was a town of white.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
That's a flub. And see, the interesting thing is that immediately you and I have common sense and know which one of the interpretations is correct, which one is funny.
Right.
AI will have a much more solving it will be much more difficult. And that's maybe something which will be solved in the future. I'm not sure right now.
Okay, so we see it in, obviously, companies, the phone banks, all of that. You get robocalls all the time. I consider that AI. You've got kiosks now that do amazing things, and they can handle everything. Banking is all done sort of by this. So it's really in a lot more places than we may even know.
Yes, and I think just like you mentioned, we're kind of numbed by familiarity. It's around us so much that we begin to take it for granted. I lost my cell phone, and I had withdrawal symptoms for a day. It was incredible how I was addicted to it. And I don't know what I would do without GPS. I remember the old days where you had to get out big maps to figure out where you were going, but GPS makes it so, so simple.
Yeah.
So I take these things for granted, and
right.
I get irritated when my cell phone doesn't work. When the GPS doesn't work, I get mad at it.
So, I agree.
I'm numbed by familiarity.
So I see here in the book, too, you actually talk about how great minds like Kissinger and Stephen Hawking are wrong about AI. How?
Well, let me give you a parallel story. The guy that published with Stephen Hawking, who is also in this camp, was named Roger Penrose. Really smart guy. And last year, or the year before, I forget, he won the Nobel Prize in Physics. Really, really just a genius. He wrote a book called The Emperor's New Mind, which convinced me of the limited capabilities of AI. I learned a lot from Roger Penrose. So it's curious that somebody like Roger Penrose and Stephen Hawking would be at odds. The bottom line is often one's ideology. Are you a materialist? And if you're a materialist, then you have to believe that the brain is a computer made out of meat.
Hmm.
And therefore, if it's a computer made out of meat, we should be able to duplicate those functions. There is an argument that goes back in philosophy and engineering and science, way back to Descartes, 17th century, I believe, that says, no, there's something beyond the brain. There's something beyond what happens in your brain, and that's the mind. And this is referred to as the mind-body problem or the mind-brain problem. And it's something which is at the foundation of this. What's your fundamental ideology? And we're getting more and more proof from neuroscience and specifically neuroscience that indeed there's something going on in your mind which is not computable. We've known that things are not computable way back from the 1930s. Alan Turing was the father of computer science. He's most famous for cracking the Enigma code in World War II. but he was a genius, and he showed that there were things that were non-computable, and he proved it. It's a mathematical fact.
Right.
And if there's things in computer science which are not computable, it leads us to the question, are there things that humans do which are non-computable? And if there are, no computer will ever compute it. And in the book, I unpack why understanding and sentience and creativity are, to date, without question, non-computable.
So is there any chance that AI overtakes us and turns us into human slaves?
Well, artificial intelligence, again, is a tool. So if you have something happening like in The Terminator, where it turns bad and it starts to zap human beings, there's going to be a human behind it. That artificial intelligence itself will never become conscious. It will never make a decision itself to do anything like it does in the Terminator movie. So, maybe artificial intelligence can be used for evil things. Chinese are using it now to monitor their population.
Right.
And the sort of things they do and the activities. So, again, it's a tool, and it's how you use it. And it isn't necessarily good or bad.
Robert, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. I could talk to you for hours. I love this kind of conversation, but I do got to run. One more time, tell everybody where they can get this book.
Okay, it's Non-Computable You. It's available, like everything else in the world, at Amazon.com. I'm with the Walter Bradley Center at Discovery Institute. We have a webpage at mindmatters.ai. That's mindmatters.ai, where we unpack some of the claims that I made today and some of the claims which are made in the book.
Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Hopefully we can talk again very soon down the road, but good luck with the book.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Lee.
You got it. Have a great one. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come right back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to mypillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. mypillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wainwright sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Get
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root, who is back on the schedule tomorrow. Interesting show we had tonight. I think we had a lot of great guests, a lot of great conversation. As we wrap it up, a couple of things. At 79 years old, Biden is testing the boundaries of age as far as being president. Now, I know there are folks out there who are whizzes at 80, 90 years old, 100 years old. I was talking to a mother of a friend of mine, and she happens to be like 94, 95, completely with it. I would have way more confidence in her as the president as opposed to Biden. But there are certain people who get to a certain age, and their sense, their reasonability, their cognitive abilities, they fall by the wayside. And I truly think that Biden falls into that category, and I think we're all pretty much in agreement on that. The Democrat Party even agrees. I mean, his approval ratings are essentially at an all-time low. Not his all-time low, but a president's all-time low. So, again, right now, as I'm sitting here talking to you, his approval rating is at 33%. Some places have it in the mid-20s as far as an approval rating. So it's a cataclysmic first 18, 19 months for the president of the United States of America. Upcoming inflation data is bad news again, according to most economists. So if you think there's a light at the end of the tunnel, there is not. In fact, it's the exact opposite. They're predicting, in some cases, things are actually going to get worse, much worse, before they get better. And that leads me to something that I was wanting to talk to y'all about for a while here, and I'd made this prediction, not that I'm pretending to be a Nostradamus or some clairvoyant, but this is just easy to figure, and I thought it was going to happen on a national stage. I still think it potentially can happen on a national stage, but according to a recent report, New York lawmakers approve a one-time cash payment to senior citizens. I have been saying this for at least six months, anyway, more than that, I think, that get ready for another stimulus of sorts package because they know the inflation is killing folks. They know gas prices are killing folks. They know medical payments are killing folks. Loan payments are killing folks. So what better way to ease the burden than to give you a check? And that's what progressives do. They pay for your allegiance. It's that simple. If you haven't figured this out yet, where have you been hiding? This is how politicians act. This is how progressive politicians act. When their back is up against the wall, they make promises. And these promises put the nation in jeopardy. And the continuing adding to the national debt is putting this nation in jeopardy. How you can dispute that is beyond me. Imagine, you know, they could actually decide to give out another round of stimulus checks. You could get another $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 here. And they can plan it to come out in the next few months, right? Right before the 2022 midterms. Promise every household a couple thousand dollars to get you over the hard times. And that may be enough to win the hearts and the minds of the gullible. Folks who don't get it. Placing the burden on future generations for your comfort now. Not only is that irresponsible, it's immoral. It's completely immoral. So to make sure you're sitting back with your feet up in a nice reclining, cozy comforter, and your kids are going to be working two and three times as hard just to pay off debt. I mean, that seems like a horrible way to go about doing business. So I said this again months ago, that get ready for some kind of a stimulus check, and lo and behold, New York is fulfilling that promise. So they're talking about $200 payments to eligible households in the upstate New York County to older residents who meet certain eligibility requirements. I don't want older folks to suffer. I don't want anybody to suffer. But this thought process that just giving away money, either borrowed money or eventual taxpayer money, to suffice to satisfy in the present day is bad business practice. It doesn't work. It causes what we have now, which is hyperinflation. And eventually it'll cause the demise of our dollar, and eventually it'll cause the demise of what we've built over the last 200 and almost 50 years. It's not that far away. I hate to be the bringer of doom and gloom, but this is not a prediction that's that difficult to foresee coming our way. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it was a lot of fun. I want to thank Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, for pushing all the buttons, making it all go. The great Wayne Allen Root will be back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. I'm always humbled to get a chance to speak with you on the USA Radio Network. Enjoy the rest of your night. Don't change the dial. Keep it right here. Till next time, we'll see you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.